Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Mayor Stoney is a part of this discussion yesterday at what do they call it now? It's the
Virginia History of Virginia Museum of History and Culture.
Yeah, it used to be the Historical Society. I'm an old Richmond person. It's hard for me to make these changes when they just decide to switch the names. So he has this event that he's participating in with the former mayor of New Orleans, Mitch Landrieu, the Landrieu family. I could offer a lot of comments about New Orleans politics and that family in particular, but we'll not do that. They talked about removing the monuments in New Orleans, and it seemed to be a crowd that was amenable to that idea. Listen to this.
When I found out who put it up and when it got put up and that I was put up for a purpose to send a message to people that you were less than, I'm now running a city that's majority African-American. We own a piece of property, and that monument does not reflect the soul of the city of New Orleans, and it's not an accurate recitation of the past. Because it only talked about 4 years, about 300 years, part A, and part B, it forgot the other 96% of our history. And so I made the decision to ask the people of New Orleans to have a conversation about it. We had a 2-year conversation. It wasn't polite. It was hard.
We know about that.
And then eventually we decided in our specific circumstance that it would be in the best interest of the city to take them down. There are lots of other different ways that you can do this, but what you can, in my opinion, what you cannot do is deny who put them up, why they put them up, and then they were put up. And there is a difference, my friends. There is a difference between remembrance, which we should always do because we don't ever want to repeat it, and reverence, which is to say we put you up because we honor what you did so that maybe we can do it again, comma, again. You understand what I just said? I just didn't think that was in the best interest of the city.
Oh, there's the race hustler himself up on stage talking trash. Now, I reject your assessment of it, Mitch, and there's not much about New Orleans that I would want to bring and emulate here in Richmond, to be candid with you. It's not a system of governance that I think warrants replication, and I don't know that he has a very stellar reputation arriving here in Richmond telling us what we should be doing. And I find it interesting to have a meeting where everybody on the stage agrees already on the moment they sit down, they all agree with each other. I didn't know about this event. Did you? Anybody invite you to show up for this event? It sounds to me like it's a collection of people who all agreed from the very beginning with what the conclusion should be. So I think this is baloney and not very wise for the mayor to be participating in. Talk about divisive. Everybody wants to have these conversations. Sure, you want to have conversations with people who all agree with you. And I think that's ridiculous. And, you know, I'll tell you, when I lived in D.C., every day I went running through Malcolm X Park. And it irked me to run through Malcolm X Park. I don't admire Malcolm X. People said, oh, you just don't understand Malcolm X. Really? Okay. You don't understand Robert E. Lee. I don't understand Malcolm X. You don't understand Robert E. Lee. I accept the fact that other people are going to want to commemorate leaders that I may not find appealing. And you need to be prepared to do that, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.